Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And yes, you caught me again. I said the word we're because it's not just me. I have a Lifestyles Unlimited member on the show with me. His name is Michael, and I will tell you something about Michael that you don't know. First of all, he's a highly successful real estate investor. Well, you probably already figured that out because if he wasn't, I probably wouldn't bring him on the show. Well, actually, I would bring him on the show because I don't really care where he's at in his path to financial freedom and customizing the lifestyle that he wants, because he's doing the same things today that he was doing back in 2016 when he started investing in real estate. And actually, I think I actually got that date wrong. I think he actually started in 2015. So here's the thing I want you to understand about Michael. In 2015, he started with about $400,000. That's the money that he had available to him to go out and change his life. And what he did was he went out and he started buying single family assets. He started with one. Everybody who joins Lifestyles Unlimited starts with deal number one, and it's always your first property. For Michael, it was a property in a place called Austin, Texas. It was a little house. He made a lot of money off this thing. Now, he didn't just stop when he got that first house. He went on to start buying additional assets. And his target markets were basically in the Central Texas area, like between San Antonio and Austin and those geographic areas. Those are the areas that he chose to invest in. And here's the result. Today, Michael is sitting on a net worth that started at $400,000 7 years ago that is now worth $2.1 million today. And that's conservative. I think that's a conservative number, to be honest with you, because with what's going on with real estate valuations in the markets that Michael chose to invest in, I think his net worth is actually going up incrementally, literally every day. Now, here's the other thing that he did. He wrecked his career. He did. He totally wrecked his career. I mean, this guy went to school and studied engineering. Okay, so he's one of those guys way smarter than me who got those engineering degrees. And he became a structural engineer, and then he turned into a software programmer. But now he's a real estate retiree. So why don't we just get Michael on the show here, because I want you to learn from him. I want you to get inside of his head, and I want you to understand why he did some of the things that he did that caused him to get the results that he's enjoying today. So with no further ado, let me bring Michael onto the show. Michael, welcome. How are you today?
Fantastic, Al. Glad to be here.
Man, I'm so pumped up. You know, I actually need to tell the audience something about you and I that they're not aware of. Are you okay if I share something kind of personal?
Go ahead.
I've never physically met Michael. Have we actually physically shaken hands or said, hi, my name's Al, my name's Michael? I don't think that's ever happened.
I don't think so at all. Yeah.
But I actually have a connectivity with you because, I mean, I'm involved with a group of real estate investors that are Lifestyles Unlimited members that are kind of based out of Austin. And I go up there from time to time and I hang out. And apparently I show up at the meetings that you don't go to. So you're getting the read ahead report. So you're doing really good with that and you're avoiding me. I appreciate that. But that was a terrible joke. But here's the neat thing. As a part of that group, there's like an email chain that goes around, right? Where any member can ask any question, and no question is dumb. Any question is fair game, as long as it's real estate related. And you're one of these guys that likes to answer a lot of these questions that are raised. Why do you do that, Michael?
Because, Al, I've learned so much in a short amount of time. I've done more in my last 7 years of my life than I did in my first 40 of my career. So I've learned so much in real estate, how to invest. I just love giving back to the community, to the other lifestyle investors. So anywhere I can help, I just really enjoy doing that, and it just comes back tenfold. So I just really enjoy it.
Yeah, I know you do, because I read all the emails that come in. I don't respond a lot, because I kind of look to see if you've responded. Because if you've responded, you've probably already nailed the answer to the question, so I can just move on. And I think the reason that happens is because you and I are dialed in to the same information bank, are we not?
Correct. Absolutely. We're on the same map.
Yeah, and where'd you learn that?
On that 2 day. Where we all go to the lifestyle. Yes, sir.
Are you talking about that 16 hours of education that every member has to go through so that we can get them on a baseline of common information so that we can get them started changing their lives? Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely, Al. I'm talking about that 2 day.
Now, you did yours, 7 years ago, right?
Yes, sir, I did.
As an engineer, as somebody that went to school, got really good grades, studied really, really hard, because I remember you guys. I mean, I was a business major, so I was the guy running around drinking and partying and stuff like that, you know, and showing up for tests half smashed. And you guys were always like in your rooms, like studying till like 3-4 in the morning, and then not sleeping, then going and taking the test. I don't know how you guys did it. How did you do that anyway?
Golly, you know, that's so true. I remember staying up doing, you know, because I was really, really good in math. I knew I wanted to do something with math. And so engineering was the field that I chose. And I bounced around. You know, I bounced around in engineering. I started out actually in petroleum engineering.
Oh, oil and gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sector that's like kind of under fire right now. I'll tell you what. We're going to break, Michael. When we come back from the break, we're going to pick up the story, because you've got a lot of great info to share. Stick around, everyone.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining me, I've got Michael on the show with me today. Michael is a highly successful real estate investor. Now, he didn't start off that way. He actually started off his life as an engineer, and in a very highly educated and highly competent engineer. But along the way, something changed in your life, did it not, Michael? I mean, why step away from this lucrative career of engineering to go do something as risky as real estate?
Well, I was listening, you know, to Dell on the radio a good year before I joined Lifestyles. That kind of started my interest in real estate. We hear stuff on the radio, you just wonder how, you know, if it's really legit or not. And this was another one. So it took me a while, but it really started to make a lot of sense. I didn't always want to continue to work for someone else. I wanted to be my own boss. So I saw this as an opportunity to do that. Even though I choose by choice to continue to do software programming consulting work today, I don't have to. I do it by choice, but real estate has changed my life, and now I'm able to enjoy the fruits of my labor working in real estate and still enjoy doing some software consulting on the side. But I do envision not doing that fairly soon just by choice.
Yeah, you know, the word that comes to my mind is the word control. You just described the moment in your life when you regained 100% control of your time and your talents. Isn't that cool?
Super cool.
Hey, how old were you when that happened, when that light bulb went off in your brain that told you you didn't have to go back to work unless you wanted to?
I started Lifestyles, I was 56 years old. You know, didn't have a plan, didn't have a retirement, didn't have 401k, didn't have an IRA, lost a bunch of money in 2001 in the dot-com crash. I needed something that could change my life.
So you didn't have any kind of retirement plan at the age of 55? You're just on cruise control?
I did not. I had no plan. And so,
you know, there are people listening to us right now that are having trouble swallowing their coffee based on what you just said. They're afraid for you, man. They really are. They're like, you're 55 and you don't even have like a dollar in a 401k or an IRA. You're toast. I mean, that's exactly what they're thinking.
You just plug along. You kind of get into your routine. And you don't really think about, you know, retirement, right? And so I didn't. You know, I'm not one of those big planner type people. I kind of go one day at a time. That wasn't very far-sighted, but at least I was able to recognize the opportunity of Lifestyles and go through this opportunity and turn my life around. And now I've got plenty of money for retirement. It's never too late. That would be the message here.
So how many years did it take you once you became a member to get to that point where you essentially were retired? In other words, that the real estate was producing enough passive income that it was meeting your household expense requirements.
That took me about 3 years.
That's not bad. I mean, for a guy who's, you know, in his 50s, who has no retirement plan at all, who stumbles into Lifestyles Unlimited thinking it's a scam. I kind of thought the same thing when I showed up. So we're, again, you and I are very alike in very, very many ways. But then we realized it wasn't a scam, that it actually was a strategic, operational, and tactical plan all integrated together that would help us get back on track. And it only took you 3 years to do that. That's pretty amazing.
Yes. And that's the power of real estate. You can't do this with any other investment plan anywhere. Where can you retire yourself in 3 years?
I'm just sitting back and I'm thinking, you know, I was lucky enough to have a pension that, you know, I received once I was kind of done working, but I couldn't live off of that. I can't imagine being in your shoes. Were you afraid of the future by any chance?
I was a little bit. I was a little bit concerned, yes. I had about $200,000 in cash. I had a full-time job that paid pretty well, and I had equity in my primary residence that I tapped into. So my total net worth when I started was about $400,000 in a full-time job. So I was able to turn that and use leverage and follow the Lifestyles map. And, you know, 3 years later, I was financially free.
So lay out the plan for us. Just you know, keep it high level and stuff like that. Don't get too into the engineering world. What did you do to change your life? How did this plan come into effect?
You know, after listening again on the radio, Lifestyles, for about a year, I just made sure I tuned in and listened to Dell and the other radio hosts a full year. And then I decided, and I brought a friend of mine, I was like, hey, you got to come. We got to come to this, the financial freedom, what do they call it, the first 2 hour presentation?
Yeah, the introductory workshop.
Just to see if it even makes sense to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I dragged him along. I actually went to it myself the first time, and I was like, wow, this looks good. I think this is real. This is really something here. And I love the math about it. And that's what's love about real estate is it's, you know, it fits really well with a mathematical brain. like mine, like an engineer, because it's all numbers. And so I was really attracted to that from that workshop. And then I brought a friend of mine to that workshop, and then he agreed. He was on the same page. And then so we both said, we got to join Lifestyles. And that was the start of this journey. And even then, I didn't have a plan. Like, I came out of the two-day training. I signed up that night for the two-day training. And the following weekend or weekend after that, I went to the two-day with David Fisher. I came out of there really fired up. You know, it's great training, great stuff. Teach you how to do single-family investing and how to analyze properties. And then the second day is multifamily. And, man, the multifamily stuff just blows you away. So we, like all Lifestyles people, we come out of the two-day really fired up to do multifamily, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because all of a sudden we were exposed to information that nobody on this planet has bothered to share with us. But we're going to share it with you when we come back.
Dell will be back in a moment. But first, this intel from the files of Dell Wamsley.
You are what you are because of what you do. If you want to change who you are, you have to change what you do. But the reason you don't change what you do is because you've become comfortable with being you. The good life has been stepped in front of by the comfortable, okay life. And what's funny, guys, is that research has shown that it's even worse than that, that some people actually revel in their own misery. Take battered wives, for example. Why do they stay? Well, I'll give him one more chance. He promised me he wouldn't do it again. You know, I want to keep the kids with the father. Lady, he's an insane human being. Get away. Save your life. Save the kids. I can't. I love him. How can you love a person that beats the snot out of you every day? How many times before you realize that you're a sick person and you're living a life of quiet desperation?
Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, you're joining Michael and myself. We're having a conversation about Michael's real estate investing journey. And it's a really good conversation. You should listen in on everything we're going to share in this segment, because you're going to learn some things that nobody else has bothered to share with you. Unless, of course, you listen to this radio show or any of the other Lifestyles Unlimited radio shows, in which case we hit you with this stuff all the time. And the reason we do it is because no one else will do it. I mean, I kind of look at it from the standpoint of I compete with the entire financial services planet. All the money and all the people in those financial services, all the big buildings and stuff like that, they're all telling you one thing. And Lifestyles Unlimited is telling you something completely different. And ironically, Michael and I are guys that had some issues in our lives when it came to being able to retire. Before you found Lifestyles, were you thinking that you're going to be working until like 70 years of age? Or, I mean, what was the original retirement game plan?
Because I did not have a game plan. I was just going to work until I died. You know, I really had no real plan. I was going to work as long as I could. And you know, hopefully Social Security would help along the way. And that's how you think when you don't have a plan.
Did you have a cubicle at work or did you have an actual office?
Yeah, I love Dell when he talked about every day I go to the cubicle.
Go to your cubicle, yeah.
And I
he was speaking to you,
to
wasn't
that.
He?
I can relate
was speaking
to
me
that
too.
Absolutely, I can relate to the cubicle. I identified with that big time.
Do you miss the cubicle?
I don't miss that cubicle. You know, but I remember walking in every day into that cubicle. I remember that. I remember those days.
Oh, man. All right. So you went through our 16-hour financial freedom course. Everybody goes through it, and you right. learned some things that nobody had bothered to teach you before. Is that a fair statement?
That is a very true statement.
Now, you had David Fisher as your instructor, correct?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I was fortunate too. I had David for my first 2 day. Now I joined about 2 years after you did, and I know for a fact he gave me the exact same information that he taught you because it's standardized information. Everybody gets the same information no matter when you go to the training. You can go to the training as many times as you want, and you're still going to get the same information. But here's what cracked me up about David Fisher. I mean, you're going into this classroom environment, right? And right. you're figuring there's going to be this multimillionaire standing in front of you, right? Who's going to teach you how to achieve the success that he or she has obtained, right? I mean, this is what's going through your mind as you're getting ready to walk into the room, right? What do you see? What is David Fisher wearing?
Yeah, he doesn't look like, he definitely didn't look like a, you know, multimillionaire for sure.
Yeah, he doesn't look like anybody that's on the cover pages of any financial services organization, does he?
No, you wouldn't see David on the cover of Forbes or magazine, but, you know, hair's all messed up and he's going up there, you know, wearing a sweatshirt or a t-shirt.
Yeah. Was he going through his rapper stage when he was listening to Biggie and Tupac and he would wear those t-shirts into the seminar room? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I mean, I thought, what have I just gotten myself into? Were you thinking the same thing?
I found David very entertaining and educational at the same time. I remember scooting up to the front row because I was just so enamored by his personality and his jokes, and he knew what he was talking about, and I could tell. So it was great.
Yeah, I mean, and he's a cat that started with, what is he, 70,000, I think, was his initial nest egg, 70,000. And today, I actually was talking to him earlier today, and his net worth is just about at $10 million. So I think that's a pretty good result, don't you? Starting with 70,000 and getting to a net worth of $10 million in, what, how many years? Not too many more years than you've been a member, right?
Well, yeah, I think David was around in 2010, 2008, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got a gift for teaching this information, does he not?
Absolutely. He's got a gift and he's got a passion. And that's one thing, you know, you feed off that passion from David. And I know I was so passionate about real estate after I came out of that 2 day. And I was going to go multifamily, passive investing, and passive investing, you know, is a way to go for a lot of people because it's basically mailbox money. You just kind of go collect a check, you know, invest some money into a syndicated lifestyle lead type of a multifamily deal. But you have to network. You know, you've got to get involved. You've got to go to the road trips. You've got to go to the meetups. You've got to meet these leads and get them to know so they get to know you. So a little bit of work involved there. You know, wanted to jump in right away. So within, you know, 2 weeks after I joined Lifestyle, boom, I got a single family deal and I'm going. I just didn't look back. So that's what took me down the single family trail.
That very first deal that you bought, that was in Austin, Texas, right? Before the real
That's
estate
correct.
Values like went way through the roof, right? And it's 2015,
correct.
still kind of affordable. Maybe that's the right word because Austin's definitely not affordable anymore, is it?
Not affordable now. No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, this is when Austin was still affordable. in 2015. So that was my first deal. And really wasn't until my second deal in San Antonio was the one that was a, you know, one of those typical wholesale properties where it needed everything. I mean, it needed a roof, it needed a foundation, it needed complete interior remodel. It needed, you know, I needed to add a bathroom. You know, it was a 3-1, really converted the garage. It was like a 4-1, small 4-bedroom, 1-bath house. But it needed, you know, needed a new AC system. It needed a complete interior kitchen remodel. It needed the bathrooms remodeled. So, in
this place sounds like it's a real dump, man. Why are you buying such a dump?
Because I remember David Fisher in training, he goes, you know, what's the smell of money? And he said it was, you know, smell of cat urine. And this house was exactly that. I walked into this house. It was a wholesale. I walked into it, and it smelled like cat urine. The whole house, it looks like a homeless encampment. It was really a mess. It was a really good price, and I just kind of saw the potential on this house. I was glad it was one of my first couple properties because it was everything, and I learned so much from that property that took me down the journey where I was doing one after another after another. So I owe a lot to that property, turning that property around and getting the satisfaction that I got and the confidence after learning about everything I need to do to get this house into a nice house for someone to move into. There was no greater feeling. And that just empowered me and pushed me from one property to the next. It was just a great experience.
So back in the day when the property values were a little bit lower than they are currently, do you remember well, I'll tell you what, I was getting ready to ask you a question that would take you about a minute or two to answer. And I just heard the music come on, which is a signal to me that I'm about ready to set you up for failure, Michael. And I don't want to do that. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to break. And we come back from break, I'm going to ask Michael the financials on this property that he bought in San Antonio that was a total dump.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
You have to get rich quick to get rich. Rich is where you have a large chunk of money you don't need, or an astronomical chunk of money that you don't need. It is not having a few ducats in the bank. It's not the American dream of having a 401k or an IRA or a savings account or a college fund for little Billy. How rich is rich? What do people compare to wealthy? When I was young, the first thing I compared to was I wanted to make more money than my dad did. But my dad was not even anywhere near anything better than lower middle class. And so I remember when I made $70,000 a year working in a health club, I thought I was rocking it because I was outdoing my dad, who was a CPA. You compare yourself to your parents, and your parents say, well, I don't want this life for my kids. This little increase from your parents to you is an increase. It's a success. I say no.
Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Wamsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So, Michael, we're talking about this property that sounds like it probably would have been better suited in a war zone, but you thought it was a good property to buy. What do you remember what you paid for that thing back in the day?
I do, Al. I paid $40,000 for this dump.
$40,000. So there are people listening to you right now that think you've totally lost your mind, that you would go out and spend good, hard-earned money, money that maybe you took out of the equity of your home to go buy this awful property. Tell them why you did it, Michael.
Again, I believed in the training, and I believed in the lifestyles map. I knew I could turn this house. I knew I could turn this around, and I used the hard money, and that is like a, you know, a hard money loan is like a bridge loan. It's like a construction loan. Well, they're going to lend you, you know, 70 to 75% of the ARV, which is after rehab value. That's the value of the house when it's completed and as it compares to comparables in the area. So the ARV on this property was about 105. At the time that I bought it for $40,000, the initial budget for this rehab was about $38,000. I ended up spending quite a bit more on this house. I think my total rehab, I went over budget by about $21,000.
What?
But, yeah, I did. Because, you know, it was learning and making mistakes and, you know, and having some issues with some of the general contractors that, you know, just dealing with a lot of issues in this property. But even so, even those mistakes on that property, I learned something. And yeah, the budget was over budget, but it's still, when I finished that house, it was actually worth over $120,000 after I finished it. And today, that house is still, you know, it's one of my best cash flow properties. It's cash flowing over $500 a month, and it's worth over $160,000, $170,000 now. So it's been one of my best investments.
I think it's really interesting that I picked up on, and I'm going to dial into these things because I want everybody in the audience to pick up on these things too. Even though your budget came in $21,000 over, the market forces in play got your after repair value or after rehab value up to $120,000. So your delta there was only what, maybe about $6,000 over budget when you take into consideration that real estate was being very forgiving. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement, Al. That's a very fair statement. Exactly what happened. Absolutely.
How much equity do you recall capturing in that deal?
I was all in at about, you know, right at $100,000. So I captured about $20,000 of equity capture when I was finished with that rehab.
Okay, so what Michael just told you is that he essentially bought, repaired, and put that property back into service for $100,000. So he did everything in wholesale pricing, but the retail pricing on that property is $120,000, which means he captured $20,000 in equity. Now, this is equity that's sitting there. It's an unrealized capital gain, so you're not paying any taxes on it, correct?
That's correct.
But it's actual wealth that is added onto your balance sheet. It's an extra $20,000 of wealth that you picked up by doing the deal the way you did it. And now market appreciation is taking care of the rest of the gains for you. Is that a correct statement?
Absolutely. And I went in this all about cash flow. I love the idea of equity capture, and equity is kind of sitting up there on the shelf. You know, a pretty little trophy up there on your shelf, but you know, it's just kind of sitting there. But it's good to see, look up there and see it and know that it's of its potential. But I was all about cash flow. That still drives me today.
So how much equity do you think is sitting in that property right now?
Right now, that property, I think I owe about $70,000 on that property, and it's worth over about $165,000. So it's, you know, it's almost got $100,000 in equity in it. And like this, you know, on all these properties right now, I'm kind of looking at, I got quite a bit of equity built up on all these properties now. I'm kind of looking at, you know, doing a refinance type situation and maybe getting these, get a lot of cash out and start reinvesting and buying more and acquiring more single family and multifamily properties.
Yeah, I mean, the bulk of your portfolio is single family, but you did pick up a small multifamily apartment community along the way, did you not? And it burned down, did it not?
It's the left side caught fire. I still remember, you know, about 5 months after I purchased that apartment complex in Schertz, which is northeast part of San Antonio, it was a C class property, you know, kind of by the the tracks there and off, Highway 78 going to Seguin. It caught fire about 5 months. I still remember the video that one of the tenants sent me, and the fire was so bellowing of smoke. It was just, you know, mind-boggling that my investment is burning down. It was very kind of scary. I had a tenant in there. It was a young, the daughter was cooking, and a grease fire started. So she just got scared and ran out of the apartment. And of course, that's pretty much a wood structure, and it just lit up. Again, about real estate, very forgiving. That was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. I'm glad nobody had any injuries. No loss of life, thank goodness. But the fact, after the insurance claim, I was able to basically take that money from the insurance and basically turn and rehab just about every unit in that complex.
Wow. Hey, did you have a loss of rent rider on your insurance too?
I had that rider on there, and that paid me. The good thing was it was 10 units. It burned the left side. It burned and knocked out about 5 units. But the other 5 units, I was able to stay afloat. You know, I could stay break even until all the insurance claims. So that was kind of a good thing, is that I was able to still stay afloat and still pay the mortgage and all the expenses, keep the apartment afloat while I worked with the insurance companies and adjusters and getting all the payments made, and then slowly rehabbing and turning every unit. And now it's just, I'm bringing pretty much premium rent for that area now.
What's that property done for you over the years? I mean, what was it worth when you bought it compared to if you were to sell it today? What do you think it would be worth?
It's worth, I mean, I bought it for $495,000 in 2016, and today it's worth anywhere from $850,000 to $950,000.
You know what you've got, Michael? You've got an equity problem. You've got a huge equity problem. You really do.
I do. I have an equity problem, yeah. I got too many of those equity trophies on my on my desk over here.
We've got to get all those soldiers working for you, because I think a lot of your soldiers are lollygagging right now. I don't think they're out there doing all the hard work they should be doing, and I think you're letting them get over. What are your thoughts?
You're absolutely right, Alan. I'm actually working with several lenders now to work on it. I'm attacking several different lenders. Again, a lot of these through Lifestyles, I've met through the expo. And these people were working together, and we're trying to come out with a plan to pull a lot of this equity out. And I'll be able to take a lot of this equity and reinvest into other passive multifamily deals, possibly, or even another IRO, or even more single family acquisition. So whatever comes my way is what I'm going to take that money and acquire.
How much money do you think you're going to be able to take out of these properties so that you can reinvest it elsewhere?
The initial numbers are around between $300,000 and $400,000 equity that I'll be able to pull. I still want to maintain, a good solid cash flow on these properties too. So I'm kind of working against that a little bit, because I want to maintain that, the cash flow as much as I possibly can, and pull out obviously as much of the equity as I can also. So it's kind of a balancing act a little bit here.
So the future for you is to retain your single family assets, because they're doing really well for you. They're doing exactly what they were supposed to do for you. You're going to tap into the equity, pull it out. You're going to have maybe about $350,000 that you're going to redistribute. And even if you only get a 6% return on the $350,000, it's still $21,000 worth of income that your family is going to receive, which of course is going to be insulated from taxes because of all the depreciation that comes off of those multifamily assets. You know what, Michael? I think you're in a position right now where you're about ready to become a much wealthier man. Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with that, Al.
You can live with that? You can sleep well at night knowing that you're a wealthy man?
I sleep like a baby. All these properties, I all manage them myself, even the apartment complex, and then I don't get those calls at midnight.
Wow. Well, there you go, folks. In a nutshell, Michael explained to you how you can completely change your life in 3 years. I couldn't do as good of a job as you did explaining your story, Michael. I want to thank you for being on the show, and I know you've made a difference in somebody's life.
Del Wamsley on how to live the lifestyle.
You see a lot of people that are going through their savings rapidly, especially during the pandemic when there was no work going on. People that work for short periods of time had a lot of problems because there was no jobs for them. The second problem they experienced, though, was that they don't have savings accounts because there's no savings plan set up. There's no 401k, there's no IRA. Again, you should have that on your own. Even without a 401k or IRA, you should have some type of investment plan. But the most important ones, I think, was the one before that, which is said people don't know how to invest. Even if you have a savings plan, and obviously if you put in a 401k and IRA, you really can't control it. But even if you do have an investment plan, you have to know how to invest your money to be able to do what we do here at Lifestyles, which is make a lot of money. Let's just put a cap on it. What do? We make a lot more money than the average person makes in their savings plans, with their savings plans. In other words, we take monies, just like everybody else does, that we've saved from some type of income-producing situation, and we invest it.
If you want to get started, you want to get to that free workshop, go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshops.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.